This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, and as well as the hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving, and all the linemen out there in Louisiana and Arkansas and Texas getting the power back on. Several 100,000 people still without power right now. Thanks for all you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have to offer there. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us again. Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
Now, the excitement, the suspense is brewing because Joe Biden, and a pollster over the weekend, well, there were three polls, but I'm going to start with this one. Joe Biden and his team apparently badly misjudged the impact of the Kenosha violence, and the latest Rasmussen Reports poll shows Biden with a one-point lead, 46 to 45. That's a difference of 14 points from 2 months ago when Biden was up by that much. Now, the battleground states have flipped back to President Trump, per a couple of polls that came out this weekend, and slow Joe Biden supposedly is being forced to hit the road. But in the meantime, our president is on his way to Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Biden was going to go to Kenosha, and then he backs out of that one.
Maybe it's a smoke. I don't know.
I don't really know why, what the real answer is, or the real reason is. I'm sure they concocted something for the sake of the media, but he decided to go to Western Pennsylvania instead. Now, Trump was there, what, a week ago?
Yeah, fracking country.
Yeah, so anyway, they're looking at battleground states, the Biden campaign is, and the Trump campaign. So they're going to probably follow each other, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So where Trump goes one day, Biden's going to attempt to go sometime later. And where Biden goes, Trump will go sometime later. So this is... they're going to, I guess, be playing chicken, in political chicken.
Well, we'll see what happens. And again, you can't make this stuff up, folks. I mean, Joe Biden and his campaign, here's something that really got my goat yesterday. Joe Biden directly charged President Trump with inciting the Portland protests that led to the death of a Trump religious supporter on Saturday night. I mean, that to me is unforgivable. The guy needs to beg for forgiveness and apologize for that comment.
Well, Yeah. Look, I can just tell you this, is that whatever events are happening, the Biden campaign is concocting with full use of the definition of the word concocting.
Yep.
Some kind of a statement that Biden reads, and then in some cases he could even necessarily get that part wrong. So, I wouldn't put a lot of confidence in the campaign. I mean, it's, you know, if the campaign's going to get it wrong, Biden's going to get it wrong. More wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Wronger.
Well, you know, between him and the Portland, Oregon mayor, you know, asking for federal law enforcement help, but no National Guard yet, according to our DNI chief, Mr. Ratcliffe, and that's supposedly what we heard was going on. By the way, also the DHS Secretary Chad Wolf, said that they've been talking about that it's on the table to send in more federal law enforcement people. I wonder if those are the same ones that they booted out and said we don't want them because they were inciting a riot.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know, what is happening in Portland is it's now an ungoverned space. And, you know, that needs to be driven home. Because, I mean, if you compare what our military considers as ungoverned space, like Libya, and what the battle plans are for ungoverned spaces, or what we do for intelligence and then offensive measures for ungoverned spaces, this is what, you know, these cities have become, and Portland has become, you know, the poster child for ungoverned space. That needs to be driven home by the Trump campaign.
By the way, I know you watched the MTV VMAS Awards last night, and you were thrilled.
No.
You were thrilled
No.
by the fact. You were so thrilled to hear the fact. Yeah, well, let me finish. You were thrilled to hear the fact that they didn't have to absorb any distances from each other or wear masks or none of that stuff. They were exempt, made a special by the mayor of New York, so they didn't have to do all that.
Yeah, no, nice? I was reading Carter Page's book.
There you go. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Seibert from FoundersCode.com. And I'll tell you what, when we come back, the CDC numbers, told you so, you'll hear what?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our folks at Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, where I take my fruits and veggies, and I'll tell you what, they're working for me. And boy, am I so glad that I started this back up again about 4 months ago, because I was taking this a couple years ago. It was working for me then, and for some unexplained reason, I quit taking them. But I'm glad I'm back, because my blood pressure's back under control. Got rid of the blood pressure medication, thank goodness, and I've been losing weight, and it's all because of the fact that I'm not stuffing myself at night anymore, and I'll tell you why right now. If you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I can tell you how to get 10 times more than you need to have, and it definitely will cut down on your need to have candy bars and potato chips and all that sort of stuff, because it's working for me. It'll work for you. Now, here's the deal. For a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. You just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the products they have to offer. Fruits and veggie capsules are just part of it, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, that'll save you 35% on that order. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. And remember, balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Actually, you could say Denise sent you, but if they didn't tell me, they wouldn't get the discounts. So, there you go. Alright, COVID. The new CDC numbers over the weekend reveal actual COVID deaths are much lower than previously stated. For example, Florida and their death rate was confirmed case fatality rate dropped down to 1.79%. It had been just a week or before at 5%, and it had been as high as 10%. So, gee, what's going on here, Coach?
Well, it's a good question. I'd have to read this report. You know, I saw a bunch of, people putting it out over social media yesterday and over the weekend. But, you know, I'm not in a kind of an echo chamber. I kind of do things on my own to go see how it is actually being reported and put things in context. But we have been conflating, because of media, conflating things when it comes to the pandemic for months. And if you can't 6 foot distance, then you wear a mask, right?
Yep.
That's what we're told.
Yep.
But now you have to, it's been conflated that you have to 6 foot distance and wear a mask.
Yep.
Or you have to wear a mask anytime you set foot outside your house, unless
yep.
you're Biden, and then you wear it inside your house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's just an example how things are being completely conflated. So when it comes to reporting test results and so forth and so on, it's been conflated to the point where if people have tested positive, it's a death sentence. That's where we've really gotten to, because of the hyperbole of the media, which is hardly the case. They never will tell you of the underlying medical conditions that these people have, which include influenza, pneumonia, mm-hmm. respiratory failure, hypertension, diabetes, vascular, cardiac arrest, heart failure, renal failure, and, you know, whatever else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these people have these underlying issues, of which COVID they contracted COVID is on top of that. Now, it may complicate things when somebody is being treated for diabetes or vascular or something else, but the death is really for, you know, the cardiac arrest and not because of COVID. So the media won't describe it that way. All you have to do is go watch 10 minutes of CNN, and, you know, that's how they're selling it.
Yep, and yep. Now, Colorado Congressman Ken Buck has doubled down on Rand Paul's call for an FBI investigation into the funding of the violent protests. Now, what do you think is going to happen there? Are we going to have that investigation?
Well, we already have one. But this is where, you know, the Republicans, and then that's okay, you know, because of Rand Paul and his wife, you know, were, you know, the center to being in a very precarious moment after leaving the RNC and walking two blocks back to the hotel, of which Senator Paul was not the only one,
right.
a long stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Ken Buck, you know, after he had a conversation hearing Rand Paul's story, that he kind of doubled down on it. But you can be assured that all of this is already in process by the fusion centers, by the marshals, by, you know, coordination with Secret Service. And in these cities, we tend to forget that we already have dispatched a whole pile of lawyers into these cities under Operation Legend. So we're already doing it. Now, I don't know why it's going to take so long, personally, but it is happening.
Now, we have a report that the rising star in Baltimore running for Congress, Kim Klasick, apparently has said that the urban black voters' vote is resonating towards Donald Trump. But there was also a report by Joe Concha on the same thing.
Well, Let's be careful. I don't know where Joe Concha got his information, but that's what he does every single day. So I'm pretty assured that, you know, his report was probably quite accurate. But he reported a 9-point increase of the black vote for, as an increase.
Yep.
For Trump. Now, I think that kind of then puts, as a snapshot after the close of the convention, put the black vote at about 23-24% right now for Trump. Now, that's, if that's accurate and that holds, that's pretty devastating for the Democrats.
Yeah. Even 12%, 13%, that's about 5% more than it was. Is that not right from the last time?
I do not know. I did not pay any attention. So I, you know, you also have to do it as the same time and space this, you know, this election cycle to the last election cycle. So, you have to compare apples to apples and I'm not in a position to do that because I don't really watch polls.
Well, let's compare green to green here because Nancy Pelosi came out and made a statement, and here it is. I want nothing to do with the Republicans' $1.3 trillion coronavirus aid package, and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows right away jumped all over her verbally.
Well, She obviously has some kind of tactic here, and I don't know what the tactic is. But, you know, she calls herself a master legislator, and she's been calling herself that for quite some time. I think now she's gotten to the point, personally, and this is only an opinion, that she is not the master legislator she thought she was historically.
Right.
So, I think she needs to, and her caucus is not particularly happy with her either, because
nope.
There are some Democrats in some of their own races that are being heavily challenged because they have, you know, Pelosi told them to toe the line, and that's not working out well for them.
Yeah, and it's not working out well for the Democratic Party with what she's doing. That's very obvious because the numbers are going backwards. And one of the things is that's involved in all this is the talk about the economy and the stimulus that people need, the businesses that are still going out of business, the ones that aren't going to be there.
I gotta say that I think that the Trump campaign, and maybe even beyond the campaign going over to the Trump White House, probably needs to talk very aggressively on state by state by state, and those states that are doing well and those states that are not doing well, and put out the reasons why. Some are certainly because of the pandemic. Others are because of, you know, the chaos and the riots, but
okay.
Then others are because of their good governors.
To be continued, you are about to be cut off by the computer, and I will have to talk to you tomorrow morning on the show. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and just like that, it's presto changeo, there she went. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, is sending out a strong warning to protesters.
We have to all stop the violence.
He sent out the message after protesters clashed on Saturday night. Supporters of President Trump and left-wing groups erupted in violence, resulting in one death.
For those of you saying that you plan to come to Portland to seek retribution, I'm calling on you to stay away.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf.
We've been asking Portland to do their job really for over 3 months now. What you see in Portland is an environment. They foster an environment of this lawlessness and chaos. We've been asking the governor and others to send in the National Guard to address the violence so that you don't have dueling demonstrations. You don't have this violence.
Chad Wolf was on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Breese. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations, two campuses to serve you and teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you more about that after they tell you about themselves. We'll tell you where those campuses are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can learn and train to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, across the bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater. Now, either way, you can go to the website NAA or NAA.edu, NAA.edu, and find out more about them. But when you do that, Don't forget to call them at 800-659-2080 and schedule a tour of one of those two campuses. Take your pick, whichever one works the best for you. Schedule a tour, and you'll find out why I totally and completely endorse the National Aviation Academy, not only for veterans, but also for civilians, too, that want to get a good career and a tremendous opportunity that'll last you a lifetime. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Tell them the captain sent you. First of all, we'll start out the military and veterans news segment with a story here in my backyard, Tampa Bay. There will be a military honor service to set up the proper military rights for a bunch of veterans who, for some reason, had no family members. And the Patriot Guard riders will once again stand for veterans. Now, there'll be an honor service. It'll be tomorrow, Tuesday, September the 1st, at Bay Pines National Cemetery, which, of course, is at the Bay Pines VA Hospital. You go inside the gate, and you make a left turn and follow it around to the cemetery. But they're asking people that are going to be riding their motorcycles, the Patriot Guard riders who want to ride with them on their motorcycles, to bring your 3x5-foot American flag in order to honor the veterans. My good friend and ride captain, Randall McNabb, is the one that's there. They're going to stage at 1,400 hours at the American Legion Post 273 in Madeira Beach, Florida, which is right over there in the water. So if you want to take part either on the motorcycle ride, they stage at 1,400. The service will start right around 1,430, around 2:30 or thereabouts, at the Bay Pines National Cemetery. And it's a tremendous way to honor those that have had no family, so there's no one to give them the proper send-off. Now, two Special Operations soldiers were killed and three others were injured late last week when their Black Hawk helicopter crashed during routine training off the California coast. We now know who the names were of the people that lost their lives. One was Staff Sergeant Vincent Marchetta, 33, of Brick, New Jersey. The other was Sergeant Tyler Shelton, 22, of San Bernardino, California. According to an Army Special Operations Command Colonel Andrew R. Graham. Now, he said, and I quote, "The loss of Staff Sergeant Marchetta and Sergeant Shelton have left a scar in this regiment that will never completely heal. Their level of dedication to the 176th SOAR and their exemplary service in the Army is an embodiment of what it means to be a night stalker and a soldier. The unit was coordinating the training in Coronado, California, when the incident occurred." And what a shame that was. Also, repeating what I said last hour, while the peace talks in Afghanistan are struggling to find their footing, recent violence across much of the country suggests that Afghanistan still remains a very precariously wobbly state, poised to slide into the hands of ISIS, who is recruiting Taliban and others by the boatload in Afghanistan. We have another situation that's going to take place in Afghanistan when we pull the troops out of there. That's all there is to it. What a shame. It's not one thing, it's the other thing, right? So anyway, if you didn't know this, the IRS has reopened the deadline for veterans who missed coronavirus stimulus checks. You have until tomorrow. That's it. To reapply. If you think that you should have got a coronavirus check and you're a veteran, then you better get on the ball game. You better get on the ballpark, because it isn't going to happen unless you file. And to find out more, just go on the Internet. Matter of fact, you can go to IRS or you can go Google the word stimulus check, and you'll find out what it is I'm talking about for veterans. But I would strongly suggest you go to the IRS website, since they're the ones where you're going to have to go anyway. Now, our nation made a promise to tens of thousands of Vietnam veterans to cover them with whatever it was that they had going on. Part of that is the fight for Agent Orange-related relief. And many veterans are having to fight for that when it's a no-brainer. They were in areas where they were sprayed, their units were sprayed, and we had what we had. So another battle is being waged for the Vietnam veterans to get the Agent Orange-related relief to them, however we can do it, in the best and most efficient manner. By the way, from pay raises to medical cuts, you need to find out what's going on, key priorities. There is a military pay raise coming, but at the same time, there's going to be some medical cuts, and guess what? TRICARE has gone up. Don't think that's fair, but then again, what do I know? And military families and retirees are getting revamped IDs. The new cards have been in circulation for a while, but an updated design and security features to deter fraud are also out there. All right, let me go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Sean in Tampa. You know, the thing in Afghanistan and this ISIS reforming, how about, you know, since we're trying to take our great people out of there who've been fighting there forever, how about France, Germany, or, well, I don't know, Germany even has a military, or England or something. How about they go in there and start taking out these ISIS pieces of crap? You know, I'm getting sick and tired of this.
It makes perfect sense to me, but here's the peace deal. The peace deal was the United States and all the NATO forces were leaving.
Oh, the NATO forces. Well, geez, there's another great organization.
Well, France is in NATO. So
I know they are. But, Jesus, Captain, this is just getting to be, you know, pathetic.
It is what it is, and we all knew what was going to happen when we started yanking people out of there. All the bad guys come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, but, Jesus, we can't stay there forever.
Nope.
I mean, come on. Something's got to give here.
Well, apparently.
I'm so frustrated. I can't stand hearing our boys and girls are dying over there. It just pisses me off.
Well,
it
you're not the only one, and thanks for the call. But here's the thing, okay? President Trump said we were going to get our troops out of there, and we're going to get our troops out of there, and like it or not, the peace deal that they made, whether it sucks, and it does, in my opinion, they're pulling the NATO troops out with them. So who's left? Who's going to go in there? China? Maybe. Because what's in there that they're all after? Oh, gosh, could it have anything to do with electronic batteries? Uh-huh. Never mind the drugs, but the... oh, gosh. It's no longer about transistor radios, is it? Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
There we go. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Now, I'll tell you what. If you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a big-time deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature. Now, I'm taking something called the fruits and veggies, and a lot of people were asking me over the weekend if they worked and if I had any samples and this, that, and the other. I bet I could have sold 100 bottles if I could have had them because of all the people we had at the gun show. But for a limited time, you can save 35% at balanceofnature.com on your order. Just go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, take a look at everything they have to offer there and save 35% in that order. Or you can also give them a call if you want to talk to a health coach at 800-246-8751. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, just off that big weekend edition 3-hour show that he did around the country. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Chris Markowski. I'm doing good. Hey, listen, If I said Starbucks, Chipotle, McDonald's, Shake Shack, Taco Bell, Burger King, Wendy's were making big changes at their drive-in, would you say that might have something to do with the COVID thing?
It might also indirectly also, not just with COVID, but also the fact they're probably doing a little bit more of a brisk business too.
Well, every time I go to, depending on where you want to go to, there's some really popular fast food drive-ins. PDQ is one of them. Chick-fil-A is always busy. They've always got a line of cars. McDonald's is kind of hit or miss. Wendy's is kind of hit or miss. Burger King is kind of hit or miss. But we have a new place here called Culver's, and they're pretty busy too most of the time. So the fast food giants are racing, and I do mean racing, to perfect the drive-through experience.
I think probably using apps and whatnot as well.
Yep.
I think that so people can kind of pre-order as best as they possibly can, trying to make them as efficient as possible. And again, also checking out and whatnot, by the apps, you do it that way. You don't have to have any actual, exchange of money. It's all taken care of. Definitely think credit cards have kind of, sped things up, can speed things up to some degree if you use the apps. So yeah, I mean, they're trying to move as much food as they can out the door as possible and be as efficient as they can.
Now let's talk about the economic record that President Trump has to run on in 2020. I'm scratching my head, and I'm trying to remember, Joe Biden doesn't have one, does he?
He could say that he was in charge of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, right?
How'd that work?
Well, he had a lot of money that was flushed down the toilet in ridiculous green companies that never did much of anything at all. We were told back then about shovel-ready jobs and all of this nonsense that didn't transpire. They really didn't. Democrats love to talk about infrastructure projects. Can anybody name for me any infrastructure that was taken care of, during that American Recovery and Reinvestment Act? They did nothing. It didn't work out too well. Again, he was also the guy who touted Recovery Summer. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, Recovery Summer. That was a summer that never happened also. And then after they realized that their policies weren't working, they try to change direction and said, well, jobs are not coming back and this is the way it's going to be. And, we have to expect slow growth moving forward. And, this is going to be the new normal for America. And obviously we learned that that's just not the case.
Well, we know that Donald Trump has a real record, and until COVID came along, it was a record that was better than anybody before him in the same length of time. I think, and I've got lots of confidence in the fact the president can crank that engine up again and do exactly what he did before all over again, because there's all kinds of economic indicator signs right now that are looking really good.
Well, yeah, listen, going all the way back to the Bush administration, we had stagnating wages in this country. We really did. And, for the first time in a long time, people started making more money. Wages started to go up. Obviously we saw the unemployment numbers that hit some incredible, lows. I mean, it wasn't long ago. We were talking 50-year, type lows. It'd be great to get back to that. It's going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight, but without a doubt.
But
I don't know, though, Matt, whether or not that's going to matter when it comes to the election, because, these things always are, what have you done for me lately? And that's just how elections work. And if people feel that the economy is getting better and stronger, then, I think that they'll be happy. But if they feel like things are stagnating and their opportunities aren't there, then they might want to change horses.
Well, the two leading indicators on the polls over the weekend, three of them came out, were number one, defunding the police, and that was a big, huge issue. And number two was the money issue, and the stimulus was included in with the money issue.
What do you mean by that? I'm sorry.
Oh, the stimulus, that people are looking for the stimulus and are not getting it, and they're blaming Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats for it. She's not on a very good train right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If people were waiting for another check to come, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Republicans don't even want to do that right now. to send another, you know, round of checks to people out there. I just, it's just ridiculous. I mean, unemployment, extending unemployment, to a reasonable level, especially people been put out of work because their businesses cannot open. And that's still the case, believe it or not, in many parts of the country. Yeah, I get that. I get that. You know, not at the levels that we had before. It's, $600 a month, week pop.
No, it's 300 now.
I mean, now it's 300, but that's, you know, that's if the states want to take it. That wasn't, there's no stimulus package. That was executive order, which what Donald Trump did with that. I get that. But, you know, another round of stimulus checks? I mean, why?
Well, because apparently the people wanted it, and they're ringing Nancy's phone off the hook saying we need to have it, and that's what's going on. And as a result, the polls are reflecting that right now nationwide.
Yeah, well, you know what? I you know, a lot of polls reflect everybody wanting free beer every day too. Doesn't make it right.
Yeah, they must have been up at the Daily Orange, right? Okay, well, more U.S. jobs are being lost to the coronavirus pandemic that are disappearing forever, and you and I have talked about that at length.
I'm sorry, Matt. What about the coronavirus?
Well, the coronavirus pandemic is now causing jobs to disappear permanently because businesses are not coming back.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And it's been out of that. People are frightened to open up a business. I mean, Joe Biden said, hey, you know, I may just shut the country down again.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to start a business under that environment?
Tell me that's going to work.
You know, who's going to open up a restaurant when you got Joe Biden telling you, hey, you know what, I just may shut the whole thing down again? Not me. So, you know, that's just, it's ridiculous. And he keeps talking about the science, follow the science. Oh, come on. Give me a break. Science. Oh, you mean like the scientific consensus with global warming or the scientific consensus that told everybody that the world was flat? It's nonsensical. There's no consensus right now on how to handle COVID. Okay. That's ridiculous.
Well, if you open a restaurant, it's going to have something to do with Greek food, isn't it?
Right now, I wouldn't be touching a restaurant right now.
Chris's gyros or something like that. Chris's gyros.
I wouldn't do the gyros and the and I'd be a little bit fancier than that. But I don't know. I think my mother-in-law would have a difficult time working in the kitchen right now.
Well, let's build up. Let's finish things off with the fact that U.S. pending home sales rose for the third straight month in July. People are selling their homes, especially in the north, and they're going south.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt you're having that, but you're also having people leaving the city and moving to the suburbs as well. And that's just a huge wave of people that are leaving. I think it was a cover of the New York Post today had the moving trucks on the front talking about the amount of people that are moving to New Jersey and Long Island, Westchester, Connecticut, and getting out of the city. And in particular, these are people that, you know, doctors and professionals that were living in and around the city, including some of the boroughs, are saying, you know what, we're not going to be there anymore. So, you're seeing that. You're seeing a lot of home developers as well looking to rebuild, knock down.
Okay, here comes the music. We'll have to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out more about him. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.